That, of course, from Goodfellas. Bo Dietl, one of the cops chasing Ray Liotta's Henry Hill character. And Bo's with us now. We're going to talk about that mayor's race. Bo, welcome, my friend. How you doing?
Hey, Bob. Okay. You know, we had this ranked choice. Everyone doesn't even understand. This is just a new designed effort to cheat, I think. I don't think anybody knows what's going on. I mean, what happens to the old... The most votes wins. Yeah. I thought that was what democracy is about. Now we have this ranked choice. You got this one ugly woman there, Wiley Whiplash, whatever her name is, who all of a sudden I did a little due diligence on her. Guess what? Her husband was general counsel for one creep communist, George Soros, and she wants to be the mayor. He wants to take the guns from the police. This is where we're going. We're driving into a friggin' brick wall right now. Now you got this moron president talking about gun control. How about controlling the guns that are killing 8,000 African Americans every year in the cities? Nobody wants to talk about it. It's not part of the CRT criteria.
Now, Eric Adams, tell me what you think of, ladies and gentlemen, this has set the scene. New York City mayoral race was yesterday, the primary. Curtis Sliwa won the Republican nomination. Eric Adams is ahead in the Democratic side. And what they allowed people, Bo, were they allowed to vote by preference for their first, second, and third, or just first and second preference?
First, second, third, fourth, fifth.
You're kidding.
Five.
Oh, my gosh.
You need to be a mathematician to try to figure this out.
Well, Bo, we got to remember, this is the same city that has 32 places to mark regarding your sex. So they just can't make up their mind on anything.
Well, right now, I'm just, I've banked on Eric Adams. I raised a lot of money. I'm hoping he's done things that I've asked him to do, i.e. that he promised to bring the anti-crime back, take guns off the street, stop and frisk back in a professional manner. And I'll be very honest with you, if he does win, I might even think about becoming a deputy mayor, law enforcement, to bring some real help for the police. They certainly need help, you know?
Well, we have a bunch of texters, people emailing and texting us saying we want Bo to be the mayor. It would be good to get you as a deputy mayor. Well, Eric Adams is a former police captain who Bo Dietl knows, and Eric Adams was the law and order guy. He was the guy saying we're going to refund the police, and he won 31.66% of the vote. He's the leader right now.
Yeah, and the thing is, he really, truly, I have to believe him. If he does a Joe Biden on me, you know, I'm going to be really angry. And in New York City, New York State, there's no bail. So if I have to assault him, I won't get no bail. So he better do the right thing.
That's right. You could just walk out and do it again. yes. Now, so Eric Adams, he was the main driver of, I know Andrew Yang was also talking about law and order in a very weak way, but Adams came out strong.
Well, you know what? I'll be honest with you. I've been with Eric Adams pretty much every day I talk to him over the last few months. And, you know, I'm pretty convinced. And last night at the I was at the victory party. He came on stage around 11 o'clock last night. And he reiterated, you know, he wants to bring people together. But he says, I'm not going to stand by in my black communities with young black kids shooting and killing people. We're going to make a stop to that. So, I mean, you got to believe him, you know, and this is the only thing, put it this way, of all the choices, this is the best of the worst. That's how I describe it.
Yeah, and that's one of those things. You don't know what his other positions would be, but his law and order credentials and his law and order positions in the face of opposition, we know tremendous opposition and some slander and everything else. He stuck to the law and order part of his platform.
You know, it's a tightrope. It's a tightrope. It's a tightrope in the sense that you've got to appease these zero progressive morons, and you got to act like you're negative against the police, when in reality, this is the only way you can win in this progressive communist city. And I mean, people don't realize that the biggest threat, to the black community are not the police, are these little gang-banging punks who are out of jail. They get arrested with a gun for shootings. They're right out of jail the next minute. And part of the things that I talked to Eric about, and I said, these are three areas where you have to campaign. The main issues in New York are three areas: crime, crime, and crime. And you as mayor have to bring forth it to the city council. We have to get the we got to get the rules on the road here. You right now, what they have in city council is police officers making an arrest, valid arrest. You can't get a guy in a headlock, not a chokehold. It's two different things. A headlock, which I used hundreds of times, nobody died. You can't climb on top of it. It's a diaphragm law. And on top of it, you can sue these cops. So how do you effect an arrest of somebody? What, do you levitate 6 foot off the ground and drop the handcuffs on the guy? Now, that's one issue. But the other issue is the bail reform. And everyone says, well, it's not the mayor's thing, it's the state. But you as the mayor could go after these state senators and these assembly people and say, we need to revamp it. When you have a violent felon, a judge has to be able to make a decision. If by letting that person out, you're going to cause harm to another, that has to be, that has nothing to do with bail. I'm for bail reform. Every misdemeanor should have bail, as long as it's nonviolent, and make sure that the person is not going to hurt somebody else. And that's what it's all about. It's like a scale. You got to pick it up on some areas and drop it down on other areas. These are the issues that are really prevalent with New York City. If they don't secure these issues, New York City is not coming back the way it used to be.
Bob Cadaro talking with Bo Deedle, famed New York City cop and private detective with a private investigative agency. He backed Eric Adams, who is the Democrat. That was the guy I backed, too, who was the Democrats' apparent nominee with 31.66% of the vote. Maya Wiley, who you've just disclosed as a lawyer for George Soros, and she's...
Her husband was the general counsel.
Yeah, her left-wing regressive credentials are impeccable. She got 22% of the vote. She was also tied in with Big Bird, your friend Bill de Blasio's administration.
Yeah.
That's scary.
Yeah, but I go back with Curtis Lewa. I go back 40 years with him. He's got great ideas. He's a street guy. He started the Guardian Angels. I like what he says, but we got to look at the real facts. Can you win in a city that's 9-1 Democratic registration? Even if you can win, they'll cheat, and you'll never win. Even if you won the votes, all of a sudden, mysteriously, they'll show up with some more votes like they did with the presidential election. So you got to pick someone you're hoping that the Democratic person you pick, like Eric Adams, is going to be true to what his word is. And like I said, if he's not, I won't let him forget it, put it that way.
Well, Eric Adams was the law and order candidate. He did prevail. All right, Bo, you're going to be in a position to advise him should he win, and we believe he's going to win the Democrat nomination in particular. And we do love Curtis Sliwa, the Republican nominee. But, all right, assuming Eric Adams wins, what are the specific steps he has to do with the police department to take back that city?
Well, first of all, like I said, we have to bring the rules, and we have to make the rules effective that you can make a legal effecting arrest. You can't have it sitting out the way it is now. Because like I reiterated, I don't want to be repetitive, but right now, under these current laws, if you're arresting a violent felon who's fighting with you, you can't grab them into a headlock. You can't get on top of them. You can't get on their back, nor can you get on their stomach. How the hell do you put handcuffs on somebody? And look, I'm talking from experience. I've walked the walk. I've been the guy who was hospitalized 30 times, fractured skull, also stabbed, shot at. I've walked the walk. I've effected the headlock hundreds of times I told Eric, you become the mayor. I want to go to city council. I want to stay in the city council. Oh, you're a city council member. Line up six of the biggest guys you got, and I'll take each one down with a headlock. I'll put $1 million bond up that nobody's going to die from it. We have to give tools to the police where they can use these tools to effect a legal arrest. Also with the stop and frisk. I don't want it to be used and abused. There has to be reasons why you're stopping somebody and why you feel as though they possibly could have a weapon on them. That's what I say. And you could do it in a classy way in the sense of, look, I don't want to bother you. I know you're walking around. I see a little balls. I'm going to pat you down. No disrespect. If the guy don't have anything on him, you give him a card. Every cop has cards now. You give him a card and say, well, thank you for being respectful back to me. And you make that kind of relationship with the people on the street.
And that would work. Now, the anti-crime unit, the disbanding of the anti-crime unit seemed to be one of the major mistakes that this de Blasio administration made regarding policing.
Well, there was we were initially, back in the early 70s, I was part of the original 50 guys that started the street crime unit. We went up to about 200 guys, and we effected the arrest, I think, of over 66% of all gun arrests in New York. It was a great group, really highly motivated cops to go out and do your job. Now, you got to understand something. The majority of the police, and I don't blame them, they're not getting involved. They'll take the report after the crime is committed, but why are they not getting involved? Now they come up with another law that the city council passed. Well, you could be sued civilly. So that means if you're effecting the arrest and you feel as though you're using reasonable force, if someone else deems that you use too much force, they'll not just fire you and take your pension away, but they'll take your house away. So, I mean, why would you want to do anything? So until we can clean up these horrific, nonsensical attitudes of these people, I'd like to see anybody go out there and effect an arrest when you can't touch a person. How do you do it? I'm laughing in fear, because I fear that the people are not going to be getting the police that they want. And these officers I talk to every day, and you know what they tell me? Bo, not going to get involved. I don't want to lose my pension. I got 18 years on the force.
Well, do you think Eric Adams will? Do you think he will stand behind the police? Because that's actually another major factor in terms of affecting arrests, in terms of police activity, that they know that they're not going to get backed up by the current mayor. Will Eric Adams be able to change that?
This is something that I've tried. If he listens to me, maybe tell Bo, you know what, Bo, your era is gone. Damn, one tough cop is not palatable. Let's face it, they've taken that great show on TV, Cops, off the air. Cops, any kind of a police show, they're very, very negative, unless it's two females that are swinging through the air on vines or something. And what's the one on Channel 2, CBS, the Enforcer, not the Enforcer, the lady was in my movie, The Bone Collector. Yeah, she kicked the butt of everybody. But in fact, if she was ever looked upon what she did, she should be arrested for assaulting people.
Yeah. It's on Sunday nights. I know.
Queen Latifah. Yeah, she kicks everybody there.
Now, Bo, has the city, now that restrictions are being lifted and are mostly lifted, I saw 30,000 people at the Yankee game, is the city coming back to life a little bit?
Yeah, we're coming back to life, and there's still a lot of moronics wearing masks, and I say to them, you can take the mask off, we're free again, and I recommend people to get their vaccines, so this way we can get rid of this Chinese virus that was put upon us, and we can get on with our lives. And you know what, it's being used now by these liberal son of a guns to control people. They love the idea about having control over people, and the mask aspect is a form of control also, you know?
It certainly seems to be. Well, we seem to have dodged a little bit of a bullet. Eric Adams came out of nowhere, talked law enforcement from beginning to end, and law enforcement candidates Other Maya Wiley was the only one talking about defunding the police, and she only got 20% of the vote. So 80% of even the Democrat vote went to law and order type candidates, or at least those who tended to represent that. So that maybe that's a good sign.
I don't know about that. Eric was the only one that was talking law and order. The other ones were folding up like cheap liberal valises and conforming themselves. That there wasn't too many people that were sticking up. Now it's just funny because of the nonsense that this cop did in Minnesota with George Floyd, the hero of America. I think his family got about $40 million. He was a real upstanding hero, that guy. And I don't think he saw his kid in five years, but now they're all very, very wealthy. And because of what happened with this cop, who was 1,000,000% wrong, he should go to jail 100%. But every cop in America now has been labeled as a racist, and the poor cops out there trying to do their job, they can't do their job because they've been effectively scarred by what one cop did. But no one wants to talk about what I keep talking about, and I mentioned it on your show. Every year, 15,000-16,000 people are killed. 8,000 of them are black, and 92% are being killed by other blacks. The cops ain't doing that. But when you try to talk about it and give real statistics of maybe 12 people out of hundreds of millions of interactions with police officers, maybe 12 people are killed, but nobody wants to talk about the other 8,000. Well, why are we sweeping that under the rug?
It doesn't fit the agenda, Bo. Doesn't fit the agenda. We're talking with Bo Deedle of New York City. We're just going to call you of New York City because it goes beyond former cop. It goes beyond private investigations. And if you want a copy of Bo Deedle's book, an autographed copy of Bo Deedle's book, you email your information to investigations.com and they'll send you a copy of the book for the cost of postage. Bo, thank you as always. We're going to keep with you on all things New York City, but all things crime and punishment. And we just enjoy having you on.
Well, you know, you're going to have our current president, the empty vessel, is going to be talking about crime. Yes. But the only crime he's going to be talking about are guns, and not the illegal ones that people are killing them, and also the critical race theory about us all being racist because we're white. And that's what he's going to be talking about.
He's not part of the solution, that's for sure. Thank you, Bo. We'll talk to you again very soon. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Bye-bye.